6 o'clock Eastern Time, and he's out of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk, and pop trek. From the has-been, should-have-been, woulda-couldas, and never words from the 50s to the present day. Oh, yeah, my name is Alex. I'll be your host for the next 2 hours. 617-627-3800 is the number to call. You want to touch base, 73800. For those of you living, working, otherwise marooned on the Tufts University campus, yes, WMFO is community radio, educational radio. It's whatever you feel like calling it this week on the campus of Tufts University in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm going to start off and honor a couple of requests. I did get one request earlier in the day. That'll happen sometime in the first hour. I'm going to bump off two in this first set. All right. Gets us done. These are the these are the Desperate Hours.
Hey, how you doing? This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
Eastern Time, and he's out of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. The station wants you to know if you have experienced extreme exhaustion for 6 months or more, coupled with difficulty sleeping and concentrating, body pain, and flu-like symptoms, you could have chronic fatigue syndrome. Visit www.cdc.gov/CFS for the latest on diagnosis and treatment. Get informed, get diagnosed, get help. This is a public service announcement of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and your somnambulant friends here at WMFO in Medford. Somebody's ringing the bell. Somebody's ringing the phone. It's obvious, you know, listening to the show. You know what? I'm going to put them on the air, but I'm going to let this play for a second. check out their tongue. Anyway, let me explain away this first set of the evening. Just heard the Detroit Cobras from 2003 on Rough Trade from the CD Seven Easy Pieces, track called Heartbeat. Before that, by request for Dorchester, I believe it was Dorchester, Martha Hoople, and from the All the Young Dudes LP, co-produced by David Bowie. And One of the Boys came out in 1972 on Columbia. And we kicked off the set by request for Winthrop, Richard out there in Winthrop. Recorded live in Italy in 1986. Johnny Thunders and Pipeline, his version of Pipeline. I got off the best of thing he called Born Too Loose, which was essentially the LAMF LP, his singles, and then a whole bunch of live stuff on a second disc. Anyway, that disc came out in 1999. 617-627-3800 is the number to call. You want to touch base. I'm a little discombobulated here. It's like playing whack-a-mole with these turntables. Fix one, and another one's down. What are you going to do? Hey, don't work. You got to make it work. So we'll see what I can do. Anyway, 617-627-3800. You want to touch base, 73800. Like I say, somebody just tried to ring. You obviously weren't listening to the show because I was yammering on here. But anyway, let me just get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours.
private investigator. I'm in a very desperate situation. And when I'm in a very desperate situation, I always like to listen to
The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Over and out.
And it sold a million records.
Thank you.
6:32 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Yes. Anyway, I'm explaining away the second set of the show. Just a little Caesar and the Archangels. And I meant to put yet another ID in between that and the song before it. But my brain and my fingers and all everything else is all too slow. Anyway, Little Caesar and the Archangel with a track that was originally released on the Jack B label in 1960. Did The Ghost of Mary Mead Part 2. Sounds an awful lot like the Munsters theme, don't you think? Anyway, I got off the compilation. Intoxica! Strange and sleazy instrumental sounds from the SoCal suburbs. Came out on Ace a bunch of years ago. Before that, the Rhythm Kings did Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. No idea where that originally came from. But after compilation, Las Vegas Grind Volume 3. Before that, by request. Yes. Oh, let me get that. Yes, there we go. That's going to start again. Here we go. But there we go. Anyway, by request, Soupy Sales. 1965 in the ABC Paramount label. And Do the Mouse. You know, in Boston, everybody knew the song The Mouse. But the nearest television station broadcast a Soupy Sales show was in Hartford. And you had to have a really good antenna to pick it up. And I was fortunate to see the show every once in a while as a kid. And then it went into syndication. It was shown, I forget where. Actually, the 80s were big on that stuff, but it was before then. Because I was picking it up on broadcast television. Anyway, Soupy Sales did The Mouse. And then before that, we kicked off the set with a track called Working Man. The name of the band was called The Riot Squad. They were from the UK. And the song was originally released in the UK on the, I believe it was Pi. Let me look it up. I'll give you a break. I'll throw you a bone and look it up for you. Yeah, let's see. Yes, it was originally released in Pi in April 1966. Got a release here in the States a few months later on Hanna-Barbera, or a.k.a. HBR Records. I don't think it went anywhere. But anyway, Working Man by the Riot Squad. After compilation, Ready, Steady, Stop, doing the Mod Volume 4. Hey, you know, if you want to be a star, you know, you want to be, you know, heard by handfuls and handfuls of people in the Boston area and on the internet, all you got to do is make an ID. Identify yourself, identify the show, say whatever you want. You can make fun of me. I don't care. As long as it's FCC clean, then you can turn it into a WAV or an MP3 and email it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. Yes, for those of you who've been listening to me yammer on for about 25 or so years, that's the name of my old show. I kept the old email. Anyway, also, if you're on social media, Facebook, you can go over to the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it. Like it. I won't bother you. I just bother you once a week. You know, let me, when I put up an event, and as I stated on the Desperate Hours Facebook page, I put it up there so people can like kind of gather while the show is going on, and I can hear things and take requests or whatever. Sometimes I don't get to them that week anyway. You hear them the following week, but whatever. But they only want 50 people to go because they think it's spam. Now, mind you, I get invited to gigs in Athens and Lisbon and Barcelona, and no one stops them from inviting 400 people. What are you going to do? Anyway, let us not rant anymore. Let's get back into it. I've got an interesting find. Not that it's a collector's item of any kind, but you don't often come across Garage Frat Revival from the late 90s, early this century, from the Midwest in a thrift store north of Boston. But I did, and it was sealed. Go figure. So I'm going to lead off this next set with that. These are the Desperate Hours.
This is DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Yeah, no boy's worth the trouble that I'm in. My friends, they told me, they said I could win. They said, don't let her get away with it. But I never should have listened. You can be- They're right, I thought she did take my Bobby away. Putting me down, showing everybody his ring. Well, I thought I'd like to scare her a little. But I never meant to hurt her or anything. You can be-
Oh! Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the Ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Anyway, you just heard by request for south of Boston, and they're supposed to be, actually the whole area is supposed to be getting 6 solid inches of snow tonight and tomorrow. Anyway, just heard the Velvet Underground from the Loaded LP. Came out in 1970 on Cotillion. And Cool It Down. Before that, you heard the Sleepers and Time Will Tell. Originally released on the Marvy label, and have no idea when it was released or when it was released. Yeah. I got off the compilation Wake the Neighbors. Came out in an Australian compilation of American tunes on Psychedelic Records. Before that, the White Boots. Originally released on the Philips label in 1966, they did Nightmare. Then we kicked it off with the Bent Scepters from their Blind Date with Destiny CD. Came out in 1997 on Bizarre Planet. A track called Gold Digger. Anyway, I'm starting to get a little, you know, combobulated here. Now I'm used to, like, see, I think about all day. I work all day, and I say I'm gonna go and relax behind the mic and let people hear me yammer on and on about this and that and the other thing. And then a turntable goes down. What are you gonna do? Anyway, coming up in about an hour and 10 minutes will be the lounge with Danny and Stephanie. Stick around for that. You can always download the archive if you miss part of the show. You can always go to www.wmfo.org, go over to Thursday night, scroll down to 6 o'clock, click on Desperate Hours Alex. And for two, by the good graces of the DMCA, for 2 weeks, the archive stays there. And you can download it, like last night's Chinese food, I guess. There we go. We run a professional broadcast here. Anyway, but if you want to unhear what you just heard, head on over to the Independent, where Mr. Saturday Morning John Funky will be swinging vinyl from 10 to 2. It's certainly better than what you're hearing here. Anyway, I heard he's listening tonight. Who knows? Anyway, I have no idea. I don't know how popular this show is. Well, my wife doesn't even listen. My kids don't even listen. They say it's too old. But anyway, this next set will take us past the halfway point in the show, otherwise known as the point of no return. That point is boarded. You can't take it back. These are the Desperate Hours.
Before this day, and I remember you, baby. Shake down.